The following shiur has been presented by Rav Mordechai HaKoyen Kaster, Mechaber Sefer Gvuras Akiva, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Our Mishnah, Megillah, Lamed Amud Beis, goes through the different lanings for the different Yamin Tovim. Each Yamtiv has its laning, and as we know that there's a tremendous Chashivas, Chavivas, and Klayusol for the Kriyas HaTorah of Yamtiv. And many shul on Yom Tov, they auction off the aliyahs. People pay money in order to get their aliyahs on Yom Tov. And the most chashuv of one of all, obviously, is Master Yaina. The money that is spent in order to get Master Yaina, for whatever reason, why people consider Master Yaina to be the most chashuv aliyah of the entire year, that's a different discussion. But at the end of the day, that is the aliyah that everybody wants. And as you see in the auctions, it goes for a tremendous amount. There is a person, every year, it's his thing, he always buys Master Yaina. Everybody knows that no matter the price, no matter how much it costs, this person is getting his aliyah on Yom Kippur by Mincha of Master Yaina. One year, he gets sick, the doctor tells him, I am sorry, but you have to eat on Yom Kippur. And then he thinks to himself, "Ay gevalt, I don't care that I'm sick, but what's going to be with my aliyah?" The halacha is that if on a tainus you have a person who is not fasting, he can't get an aliyah. So this person thinks to himself that if I am going to eat on Yom Kippur, granted it's mutter because of bekuach nefesh, but at the end of the day I am a non-faster, and a non-faster cannot get an aliyah on a fast day, and therefore this year is going to be the first year in many, many years that I don't get my beloved aliyah. And the question was, is he correct or not? And the source for this question is a famous tshuva from Akiva Eger in Simit Chav Talid, where there he discusses a very interesting shayla. He wants to know this very case, a non-faster, someone who is eating because he has to, is he allowed to get an aliyah, Yom Kippur, by Mincha? Why does he only discuss Mincha and not Shacharis? So says the Kiveger, that the reason why we lay Shacharis on Yom Kippur is not only because it's a Tainus, but rather because it's a Yom Tiv. Every Yom Tiv you lay, the Kedusha Hayyim, that is Mechayiv, that obligates you to lay, and therefore says the Kiveger, since the laning by Shacharis on Yom Kippur is because of the Kedusha Hayyim, it's a davar pashut that someone who is not fasting would be able to get an aliyah. The question that he asks is, what about Mincha? Is the reason why we have laning by Mincha because it's a tainus? Every tainus by Mincha we lane, normally we lane by Yechal, here we are going to lane the Pasha of Arayis, but the laning is because of the tainus, or is the reason why we're laning because of the Kedusha Hayayim. Granted, normally on Yom Tiv we don't lane by Mincha, but on Shabbos we do. Yom Kippur, which has more Kedusha than a regular Yom Tiv, is similar to the Kedusha of Shabbos, so perhaps the reason why we are laning is because the Kedusha of Yom Tiv. And if the reason why we're laning is not because it's a tainus, but rather the Kedusha itself is Mechayiv the laning, then a person who is not fasting still would be able to get his aliyah. And that's how he ends off as a tzarech iyun. He leaves it as an open question, why do we lay on Yom Kippur by Mincha? Is it because of the tainus, or is it because of the Kedusha Hayayim, and the nafkin mina is going to be someone who is not fasting if he can get an aliyah or not? Now, this is clear from Rav Akiva Eger that the entire question is only on the fast day of Yom Kippur. But on the other Tanaisim, it's posited to Rav Akiva Eger that he definitely will not get an aliyah if he's not fasting. And the whole reason why we are laning is because it's a fast day. A non-faster can't get an aliyah. So in the Pirish Achizah Be'ekiv on the new Rav Akiva Eger, he brings from the Chassam Sofer, Arachayim, Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, that there the Chassam Sofer argues, and the Chassam Sofer holds, no, it's not true. Even on a regular fast day, a non-faster could get an aliyah. Because what is the makar that a non-faster cannot get an aliyah? It's a Beisaisis in the end of Simen Tav Kuf Samach Vav. There he laid out the rule that a person who eats cannot get an aliyah, but says the Ksam Sefer, what is he referring to? The fast day of Bahab. But why do we fast on Bahab? Only because it's a fast day. There's nothing else. As opposed to the other four Tanaisim. Chazal were mistaken Tanaisim, not just that we should not eat, but rather it's as what he calls it, a Mayid Liparaniyah. It's a time to reflect on the terrible things that happened to Klal Yisrael, and in addition to fasting, it's this quote-unquote Mayim LePeraniyus, and that in of itself is Mechayiv you to have a Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, says the Ksam Sefer, our Bahab, which is not a Mayim LePeraniyus, it's just a fast day. There, the Beis Yosef holds, you cannot get an aliyah if you're not fasting, as opposed to the other tanaisim that you, the other tanaisim, which in addition to being a fast day, it's a moed l'peraniyus, it's a day that's set aside to remember the terrible things. There the Chassam Sefer says you would be able to get an aliyah, and the Chassam Sefer takes this idea to the next level as well. What would happen on Tisha B'Av if there are 10 Bali Habrit, every person in the minyan is pasta from fasting? Could you say Vayichal? Until now, Rabbi Kiva Eger was talking about a minyan where everybody's fasting. There's a Kriyas HaTorah. There's one individual who's not fasting. Could he get an aliyah? But the next step is going to be where everybody's not fasting. So there, the Ksam Sefer is ready. Masupik, could you have a Kriyas HaTorah where everybody is not fasting because they are all Bali Habrit? Now, the Akiza Be'ekev points out that the suffix of the Ksam Sefer is only in this case where everybody is a Bali Brit, they are all Pater from fasting. But if you have a case where everybody, Nebuch, are sick, it's a nursing home. And obviously, most people in a nursing home, they're very sick, they're not fasting. And that case, the Ksam Sefer would hold that you definitely would have a Kriyas HaTorah. And he's mechazes a new idea that even if you are eating on Tisha B'Av, you are still called a faster. And the reason is very simple. Because on Yom Tisha B'Av, there are five things that are asr. Granted, one of them you're not doing, you are eating, but you're still called a faster because the other four things you are still being makban on, you're not eating. First of all, you're not eating for pleasure. You're not being over the other inuyim, as opposed to Balei Brit, where they are pasul legamri from the fast. That's where he has a suffix, if you can lane or not. But side by side, we have before us a machlekes, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Ksam Sefer. What would be by the other tanaisim? Could a non-fasted get an aliyah or not? Rabbi Kiva Eger holds no, the Ksam Sefer holds yes he could, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, although normally he holds a non-faster cannot get an aliyah, by Mincha Yom Kippur, he has a question, because perhaps the reason why we lay in Yom Kippur is not because of the tainus, but rather because of the Kedushas HaSayim. Now, in the Mafteach HaInyanim, at the end of the Tshuva to Kiva Eger, which was written by Rabbi Kiva Eger himself, he points out that this entire question of a non-fasted getting an aliyah, mincha Yom Kippur, is only referring to a case where Yom Kippur falls out on a weekday. But if a Yom Kippur would fall out on Shabbos, there he would definitely get an aliyah. And the reason is because, granted, it might be that normally the reason why you lay on Yom Kippur by mincha is only because of the fast. But if it's Shabbos, take away the fact that it's Yom Kippur, it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you always lay by mincha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it is a repulsive that on Shabbos Yom Kippur, a non-faster could get an aliyah, not just by sacrifice, but even by mincha. Now the Tiunim, the Ha'aretz, points out that this svar of Rabbi Kiva Eger is not so pashut, and he brings a machlekes ha'paiskim. The halakha that you cannot get an aliyah on a fast day if you're not fasting, says the Magen Avraham, Simen Tav Kuf Samach Vav, Sivvav is only referring to a tainus that falls out on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday. But a tainus that falls out on Monday or Thursday, in the morning at least, if a non-fastive could get an aliyah, and says the Magen Avraham, this Svara of Rav Kiva Eger, because on Monday and Thursday, why are you laning? Is it only because of tainus? Definitely not. Even if it would not be a tainus, you would still lane. Granted, you would not be laning by Yechal, you would be laning the regular parasha of the week, but says the Magen Avraham, that doesn't make a difference, since you would lane nonetheless, even if it wasn't a tainus, says the Magen Avraham, you could still get an aliyah by sacrifice, even though you're not fasting. The Mishnah Berurah brings that to those who argue, those who are mafakik for this svara, and the reason why they argue is simple. Because even though on a Monday and Thursday you lane, what do you lane? Do you lane by Echal? No. So therefore, even though you would normally lane, the laning that you are laning on a fast day, you would not be laning, and therefore there are those Achrenim who hold that even on Monday and Thursdays, even by Sacrifice, a non-faster cannot get an aliyah. So this would be the Machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Peskin. The Magen Avraham, Rabbi Kiva Eger, holds that as long as you would have lain anyway, even if it would have been a different laning, you could still get an aliyah. So that's our concern in regards to the non-faster getting an aliyah. If it's Shabbos, according to Kiva Eger, you definitely would get an aliyah. The question is, what happens to Yom Kippur that falls out on a weekday? And let's leave off with one very interesting point that's pointed out in the Marcheshet, that the Marcheshet wants to say that this entire Shaila, do you get an aliyah or not for a non-faster, is only in reference to Kayin or Levi, but Shlishi he definitely cannot get. And the reason is as follows. He brings from the Marzchai, that the Marzchai in Perek Beis, the Shabbos, he discusses the Haftarah of Mincha Yom Kippur, and he says that you don't end off with the regular brachas. Normally you make brachas al Torah, al Shabbos, al Yom Kippur, on that's normal brachas of Haftarah on Shabbos. Says the Marzchai, you don't say those brachas, because why are we laning the Haftarah? It's only because of the tainus. Again, the Marzchai says the Haftarah is only because of the tainus. So says the Marcheshet, from here you can answer all the questions. Rabbi Kiva Eger wanted to know, why are we laning on Mincha by Shabbos? So says the Marcheshet, we see from the Marzchai that it's because of the Kedushat HaYayin. Because the Marzchai said the Haftarah is because of the tainus. Mashma, that the regular laning is because of Kedushat HaYayin. So says the Marcheshet that obviously the Marzchai holds it's because of Kedushat HaYayin, and therefore you could get an aliyah. Obviously with Kivega doesn't hold the seat, we'll leave that aside for a second. But this is what the Marcheshet wants to medayek from the Marzchai. But then he says that this is only good for Kayin and Levi. But Shlishi, which is tied up to the Haftarah, then the non-faster can't get. Because if the Haftarah is only because of the tainus, then how could you get Shlishi? Shlishi is tied up to the Haftarah, and therefore the non-faster would not be able to get Shlishi. And that is the fact of the Marcheshet. Marcheshet wants to say that in regards to Kivega's question, Kayin, Levi, you could get, but not Shlishi. Now, it has to be pointed out that from Kivega, it definitely doesn't seem to hold a slave. Rabbi Kivega, when he asks his question, he asks in general, can a non-faster get an aliyah? He doesn't say, I'm only referring to Kayin and Levi. So obviously, when Kiva Eger argues on this svara, and he says, granted, that normally the person who gets Shlishi also gets the Haftarah. But it doesn't say that the entire aliyah of Shlishi is dedicated for the tainus. Since you would have Shlishi anyway, because of the Kedushat HaYayin, it doesn't make a difference if the Haftarah is only because of the tainus. And therefore, Rabbi Kiveger would argue and say that if we are going to say that the Aliyah, sorry, that the Kriyas HaTorah of Mincha is because of the Kedusha HaTayim, the non-faster would be able to get an Aliyah, and it wouldn't make a difference between Kain and Levi and Yisrael. So to sum up what we discussed, the Kiveger's question, what happens on a non, what happens by Mincha to a non-faster, Rabbi Kiveger leaves it as an open question. The Marchesis wants to say, Kayan Levi, he definitely could get, not Shlishi, but Kiveger is Masupik in all the cases, and we just said that if it would be Chal on Shabbos, you would be able to get the Aliyah, because on Shabbos you will be laning anyway. And we did point out that it's a Mechlekes HaPoskim this Svarah, but L'maisim, the Magen Avraham, does say that you, does hold to this Svarah. So the Chayra, at least on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, you would be able to give a non-faster the Aliyah, because number one, maybe it's because of the Kedusha Tayyim, and even if it's not because of the Kedusha Tayyim, maybe we have the Svar of Rav Kiveh Eger, that even though we're mistaken the Kedusha Tayyim only because of Tainus, but on Sabbath, where you would be laning anyway, you would be able to give him the Aliyah. And this will leave off with just one interesting idea to ponder, that it would come out a little bit ironic. Because if we're going to say that this non-faster, he wants to get his Aliyah. Why? Because he wants to have Master Yaina. So the Chayra, he would be able to get his Aliyah, at least on Sabbath. But to lane Master Yaina, the Birchas HaTorah, the Chayra that everybody agrees he can't get. Because that's the Mordechai says, and the Chayra says on the Parshat, that the reason why we have Master Yaina, not the Aliyah, but the HaTorah, is because of the Tainus. So how could a non-faster get that Aliyah? At least according to the Matzai, who says that normally we don't find any time a Matzib on, Haftarah on Shabbos, not a Yom Tov. So therefore, even if we go according to the side of a Kiveger, and on Shabbos definitely, that you can, a non-faster could get an Aliyah, but the Chayra, he would not get the thing that he really wants to be able to get the Birchas Haftarah, to lay Master Yaina, because that L'Chayra, although with Kiveh Eger is not discussing, L'Chayra is the Pashit, that Yaina is only because of the Tainus, and not because of the Ketuja Tayyain.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.